I'm Detective Inspector Warren Hines of the West Midlands Police Homicide Investigation Team. Lyndon Smith was given a life sentence. It'll be 22 years that he's got to serve in prison before he's eligible to apply for parole. And actually, you know, when you consider the targeted way that he attacked John Joyce and his group of friends, and, you know, just a really, really nonsensical, violent attack, you know, I think that's the right sentence. You know, whatever the argument was, and I don't, you know, it was suggested in court that there was some sort of disagreement over the rules of a pool match that they were proposing between, you know, Lyndon and John Joyce's group. You know, whether that was the case or not, Smith's gone away from the pub, hasn't he? He's had the opportunity to come back. He's, you know, we saw on the CCTV at court, you know, he's made a quite methodical search of the Market Tavern pub before racing off in his car and confronting the group who, you know, it's clear seeing that CCTV would just, like anybody would leave a pub after a really pleasant evening with friends, you know, to be sort of set upon by a knife-wielding maniac like that must have been truly terrifying for them all. And I think, you know, the one thing that people probably haven't considered is that John Joyce heard that Lyndon Smith was armed with a knife, and he made the decision to run towards Lyndon Smith and try and disarm him, and that cost him his life. You know, what an incredibly brave man to do that. You know, and that hasn't really sort of featured in the trial or anything, as you would expect, really. But, you know, certainly my assessment of the case was that John Joyce and his two friends who were injured, you know, incredibly brave to try and get the knife off him. Just the complete, you know, senselessness of it all. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, 6 years or so, you know, and I can honestly say that this is one of the one of the worst cases, really, because of the complete and utter senselessness of it all. You know, just there's just nothing that you can sort of say to make it any better, really. It's awful, truly awful.